Blog Talk Radio.
This intern, are you kidding me? Welcome back. This is The Outsiders. I'm Hills the Best with my great co-host, award-winning co-host, Mr. President. How you feeling, brother?
Oh, I'm feeling great, brother. I'm feeling great. You know, week one is underway, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers won. I just left Atlanta right now, and the folks are sick right now. And we're feeling real good because I tried to tell y'all folks Jameis Winston was the real deal, and I hope folks started to get on the Jameis Winston train now. Hello, somebody.
Well, hello, somebody. Make sure before the day's end that you DM, tag, text, whatever you got to do to Mr. Trapp. He is an Atlanta Falcons diehard fan. Do not let this day go by without giving him a little nudge. Hello, somebody.
Absolutely. Hello, somebody.
Too carried away. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are finally in Madden 17 as we are in UE. We are very excited. We have got most of our games played. Finally, at 32 users, as guys was out of town, they finally have joined. So we will be hoping that they get their games in today, but we will be advancing tomorrow. Chris, we got about four or five games left on the schedule. We do know that the Arizona Cardinals have scored the most points in week one of the season, starting out the season scoring 52 points, Prez. You said it in the preseason that you will be very dangerous and balanced with the Cardinals, and you came out week one, 52 points, by far the most points right now.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I told you what we came to do. We had a game plan. People doubted when I said that I was going to lead the league in rushing. They laughed at me and scoffed at me as if I was speaking ill of the game, and they get used to Jocko as Spencer. But for those folks who don't know me, they don't know who I was before Jocko as Spencer came into my life. In Madden 25, I was a rusher, and I'm going back to that. And I believe David Johnson had about 250 yards and about four touchdowns. And Chris Johnson also contributed about two carries for about 35 yards and a touchdown as well. So there was a running back by committee. And you'll see a lot of that this year. We might run for 3,000 yards as a team.
Wow. And you're just a little bit off of David Johnson. 241, four touchdowns was the right number. And that defense for the Cardinals, it speaks for itself. What are you anticipating outside? And in Arizona, a lot of people outside figured Cardinals was a top five Madden team to be picked. It was number three in our league. What are you expecting with that defense? They only gave up 20 points today with their big cushion, so they kind of took their foot off the gas as well.
Well, let me say this. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves if we know who our opponent is. And we do not want to put a lot of stock in our the England Patriots. Right now they are abysmal. They have been abysmal for years, and I just don't know if they'll ever get right. They're truly epitomized the slogan, can't get right. But the next five games should be a cakewalk. I may have 1,000 yards by week six, going into week six. My opponents are light. I don't really get anything to the back end of the schedule. So I'm not worried about anything, but what I am concerned about is the beatdown that the Carolina Panthers suffered by the Denver Broncos. That right there, I spoke to Sifu this morning, and I asked him, I said, Austin Boss called me and told me that he beat the living dog crap out of you. And what would you like to say about that? And, you know, he went on about something and something. And at the end of the day, he's a loser. And he needs to do better.
Wow. Now, Fred, we will have our rankings. We will. I don't know about you, but I had the production meeting was not very productive today. But I do have my preseason picks of who's going to make it to the Super Bowl, NFC Championship game, AFC Championship game, and the Super Bowl pick. I don't know if you will have time before the show was out to get yours out, so it might be for a different day. But I do have mine out on paper ready to go. If you can get it before the show out, you can, that's great. If not, we'll do another show. But just to echo back on what you said with the Pastors and Broncos, I do want to thoroughly come on the show and say it. This is what the outside is about. Me and Fred are one of we're two guys that keep it real with each other. We've done it on air. We've done it off the air. And we call people out on the show. And we also give credit when credit is due. Austin Boss in the UE game of the week. Week one was Denver, Carolina, Sifu, Austin, a matchup that we thought would be very intriguing with two really good teams. And, you know, they were Super Bowl matchup rematch, so you know they're two very good teams. And Austin dominated this matchup. And something that I truly did not believe until I seen it. Austin, it's only week one, like you said, we will not get ahead of ourselves. But Austin has shown me that he is a guy that wants to be submitted into a top five role in this UE. Fred, with that win beating a good seafood user with a very good Carolina team, he dominated him. But the only thing that's going to hurt him right now, Fred, is Chris Harris is out for 10 weeks. That might slow down his defense. When he gets back, if he can hold the ship, ride the ship, I think Jim will be a player late in this season.
You know, it's hard to gauge how Sifu right now. I don't know. You know, a lot has been going on in Sifu. He hasn't had a lot of time to really master the craft of Madden. So I won't put a lot of stock. I didn't watch the game. Nor do I need to watch the game to say that I am not buying the Denver Broncos just yet. Definitely looking in, I'm looking through the window and I'm saying, hey, that shirt looks nice right now. But before I go in and actually buy it, I'm going to wait a few weeks.
I agree. But I like what I've seen from Austin in week one. Let's go down a few scores, Perez, and if you would like. Bills, Ravens. Very surprising score, the beatdown. I'm not surprised to win, but it was a beatdown, 43-21. Bills over the Ravens, Kyle over Jay Will. Chris, is you surprised by that score and the amount?
Absolutely not. And I don't understand why Jay Will is even in the league. And I'll be honest with you. You know, he's an active user, but I say Carey is a better user than Jay Will, and that says a lot because Carey is the pretty damn bad, and let's just be honest. Not surprised that the Buffalo Bills beat the Baltimore Ravens that way, and I expect the Baltimore Ravens to lose many more in that fashion.
Wow. So you early prediction, top five pick in the draft, Jay Will, Baltimore Ravens, or that's way too early, or how you feel on it?
Absolutely. Top 10, without a doubt. He'll be looking to be shopping everything by week 8 because it'll be a fire sale. But he doesn't have much to give up, so he's just gonna have to lay in the bed that he has.
Wow. Let's go ahead and go down the list. Bears, Texans, 30-20. Richie with the mini upset over. You feel about that score? I was a little surprised to see that score.
I'm not surprised. That was my upset of the week. I believe in Richie. You know, when things are rolling and the Bears are on their game, and let's be honest, five fumbles, they forced five fumbles on the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That tells me that the Bears line, they were hunting, and they had a purpose. So I don't want to get him ahead of myself, but I see Richie, and I'm gonna go out on a limb here. He might be pick 11 this year. He will not have a top 10 pick.
Wow, that's stretching it right there, my friend. Browns Eagles, we expected that score 45-10. KT over the over Clemmie. Not much to say. KT is KT, 35-23. That was a pretty good game. Close game late. This was a surprise game here. Raiders and Saints. Prez, I don't know if you got to catch any of the game. I actually turned the game off. It was 17-0 Raiders, and I just figured, hey, this would just be a laugher. I got on this truth. I wrote in my notes, while the NFC South has shown and fell flat on their face against the AFC West top two guys, and when I come back in the group and I see that the Saints win 38-20, not just come back and win, Fred, they outscored them 38-3. That is domination in the Superdome. I am stunned by that comeback win. How about yourself?
I'm absolutely stunned as well. But, you know, I guess it was the free agents, not the free agents, it was the players that were sent from Arizona to New Orleans that really helped him in that comeback victory, as well as some moves that was made by the Cleveland Browns. So the New Orleans Saints are not the New Orleans Saints that we're used to seeing. This is a new team here, and I just think UPT showed that, you know, don't ever count him out, because he's going to keep fighting. He's that dog in that pen. When you think he's chasing his tail, he's going to come out that corner, and he's going to hit you hard, and he's going to put you on the ground. Hello, somebody. I just gave y'all a real Michael Vick reference, if you understand what I mean.
Wow. Wow, you really did. We're going to move quickly off of that. But one thing I might say lastly off of this game, I picked the Raiders to be the number one rated defense, top to bottom in every category, Fred. Come out in week one and give up 38 points. Not looking too good on my bold prediction. Step it up, Gold. I got you the number one rated defense, and UE, please step it up. Dolphins Seahawks was the first game of UE, the official game of the season, 35-28. The Spiff man over your boy T. You were very thrilled to see that final score.
You know, not only was I thrilled to see that, is when I scrolled across the injury report and I saw Earl Thomas out for 7 weeks, and I saw Lockett out for about 5 weeks, I actually had a smile on my face, because I love every minute of it. I expect nothing but the worst for the Seattle Seahawks and that organization over there, and they probably will have a top three pick.
Wow. Bold prediction. Seahawks top three pick. That is very, very bold. That's what we're all about here on the outside. Lions and Colts, your good friend, Ill Will, took a beat down in Lucas Oil Stadium. He has the Lions, Prez. It might be a long season. It might be a paperback type of season in Detroit.
He needs to do what he does best now. Go into hiding, blame it on your job, blame it on the move, blame it on the internet connection. Yeah, yes. Follow your name. Your name has been autopilot all preseason. It might you might need to expedite that autopilot and just go into exile. Hello, somebody.
Wow, that it was tough to look at. Pittsburgh and Redskins is one of the very few defensive battles that we had in UE first week. Steelers came out on top, 17-12 over Billy and the Redskins. AJ got his first win, but the one thing that I did post last night in the chat, and I drew a little concern as I did my notes, Pittsburgh with all those weapons, the triple B's, or quadruple B's, Big Ben, Bell, Brown, you only can put up 17 points, Fred. That is disheartening, in my opinion.
Not only is disheartening, but it is a concern for the Pittsburgh area, because at some point, like you said, when you got Antonio Brown, he's a stud, okay? So you got to figure out ways to get him the ball and get him into the end zone. And if he's not a focal point, there's no way Le'Veon Bell is sitting on the sideline, hanging out, and not becoming a true impact in this game. So he needs to sit down, maybe have a few words with Austin, and see what they could do to help him get back on the good foot. Granted, he won, but like
points.
I said, the offense was abysmal, and like I said, it doesn't get better from here if you don't have plays to get Antonio Brown the ball.
I agree. Billy is a tough guy. A lot of guys might not know Billy. But Billy is a very tough opponent. So I expected the game to be close. I thought both of them would score a little bit more points. But with Pittsburgh's explosive offense, the reason why they went number one overall was Bell and Brown. If anything else fails, you could at least depend on those two. And Big Ben can get the football to anybody and anywhere on the field. 17 points is a letdown. It's only week one, so we're not going to go crazy. But they do going to have to wake that offense up in Pittsburgh. In the last game, that Rams, Los Angeles Rams, destroyed by the 49ers, 31-9. This is a matchup between two teams that's in your division, so I knew you paid close attention to that. Wade is a guy that's letting people know, hello, I'm here, Chris, and I'm going to be fighting for the NFC West title.
And I expect him to. Like I said, he's a dog, and I expect him to come out and fight hard to keep me honest. And truth be told, I expect it to become between me and him because everybody else in this division is really a waste of time, a waste of space, and really just a waste of talent in the NFC West. This is not the 49ers, the Seahawks, and Rams are truly just a waste of space.
Wow. Wow. That is a bold statement. If you just now join us, I am Hills the Best. I am with my award-winning co-host, Mr. President. We're on the outside of talking about week one of the UE season, Upper Echelon. I don't know if Prayer is going to have his picks for predictions for the season. If not, that'll be on a show later this week. Prayer, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. Week two, I'm not going to do anything with the rest of the schedule because a lot of guys is going to be different. Some guys come from out of town, so they might not get their games in. No fault of them. That's not being active. The last part of the summer, people are going to enjoy their loved ones. We have no issue with that. But we'll just go to week two with these predictions. The UE matchup of the week, game of the week, DJM in Austin. Colts at Broncos. Austin has been crying for seasons. I can beat DJM. I can beat him. He has his chance in Mile High. In Denver, in the altitude. Does he get it done to a DJM, to a coach team that me and you both thought was a team that we did not want to go? We didn't want to go to. DJM has this team. He has a lot of speed on the outside with Hilton and Dorsett. Andrew Luck, his defensive revamp from a few moves that he's made. Who do you like in this UE matchup week two, game of the week, DJM and Austin?
I like... You know, just because it's who it is, I can't root for the Denver Broncos. I apologize. So I'm going to have to go with the Indianapolis Colts here. I believe in DJM. I understand that the Denver Broncos are going to be hungry. They're going to be chomping at the bit to prove that they are somebody. But with that being said, I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts to win by three. And it's quick at 31-34.
I think it will be a very close game, but I'm going to go opposite. I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos. Austin has to win this game, Fred, and I'm going to tell you why. People are going to say, Hills the Best, you're crazy. It's week two. You have 14 more games left. Stop putting all your eggs in one basket. Don't talk foolish. Here's why. Austin is a guy, like I said before, he's tall. Prez ripped him a new one on the show for what he'd done during the draft selection. He's put a gigantic target on his back. He said he wanted to be one of the best. That's why Prez ripped him for not following following in the NFC North. He said he wants to win the Super Bowl. At some point in time, Prez, he got to start sending a message, and this is the best time to send a message. Punch DJM in his mouth. When he falls on the ground, hit him with your knee, and then choke them out. It's time for you to make a statement, Austin. If you want to be a player, you want to be one of the elite guys, it's time for you to step up and make a statement in week two. And I believe he makes the statement. I like Denver big in this matchup, 35-17. I want him to make a statement. Austin, I'm leaning on you, brother. Show me what you got.
Well, I want to say this. It sounds like you have some inside information. It sounds like a Martha Stewart situation here. Clearly, because because to hear you speak in this way, you know something that I don't know about the Indianapolis Colts, and it worries me. It absolutely worries me. But what I can tell you, what I will say is, the damn Colts dog, the mascot for the Colts, DJM dog,
yeah,
is smarter than a Denver Broncos owner. All that I'm going to say.
That's the UAW matchup game of the week. Fred, we both got to be glued to the screen whenever that game is posted. You have the Buccaneers. You and him had an instant little run-in last season in Madden 16. Don Cullion, as I like to call him. Prez, you went on record, and you said this with honesty as we talked in the production meeting. You said, I really don't know who he is. Joe asked you about him. He was like, Joe, I really don't know the guy. Haven't watched a game of him. He's not even on my radar. He says Kerry is on his radar more. Ditto and the other. He said, I don't even know who Don Cullion is. And I told him he's made the postseason once, Prez. And Prez still didn't know. He had the serious look in his eyes. He didn't know. You know in week two, Prez. You got in week two. Is it anything different that you want to say about this guy? Or are you still just, he's clueless, he's a nobody? Is it anything else you want to say going into week two facing him?
There's really not much to say. The only thing that I can say is I still don't know who this guy is. Okay, so whoever he is, you know, I'll be there. I'll be waiting. I see he has his, you know, he has one of my favorite teams. So, you know, it's going to be.
Yes, he does.
It's going to be disappointing to put my foot in them, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do in the mean streets of Arizona. Hello, somebody, because we thugs out here.
Wow. It's dangerous. Now, Chris, if the quick question, did you have time to do that for the predictions? Would you want to go on a limb, or do you want to do a little bit more studying before I put you on the spot? Chris, I know you're
studying is for punks. I got a degree. This man, I don't need to study. Let's go.
Wow.
I tell you my Super Bowl prediction. My Super Bowl prediction is the man who made all the moves, and that's the Cleveland Browns will make it out of the AFC. They will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, and in the NFC, I believe, truly believe in the NFC. This is a tough one. I watched that game last night, and I know it was trap. As much as I don't want to say it, I think I if we play like we played against trap, I believe that I'll lose to you in the NFC Championship game. So I will say that it will be a rematch of the last Super Bowl of UE in 16. The Browns versus the Minnesota Vikings, Hills versus KT. But this is where it gets interesting, and I believe KT has made enough moves to win this time. So the Browns will be the Super Bowl champions.
Well, Prez, we are actually in agreement on one half. So if I have, for my NFC Championship game, who you had in the AFC Championship game? Browns versus, did you have a opponent in mind that you have one for them, or you just Browns all the way?
No, I didn't, but if you want me to throw you one, I can throw you one because that's what we do out here. Believe it or not, I'm going to say Ghostage. I know he didn't look well, and I think he's going to learn from his week one loss. And I believe it'll be the Raiders versus the Browns, and KT does what he do and win the game.
Wow. So we're getting closer to where we need to be. I agree with you. The NFC Championship game, I have the Arizona Cardinals in the NFC Championship game. I really do. I like the team. The team is built defensively, fast, can stop the run, can stop the pass. And, Prez, you're one of the users that like defensive line. Madden has actually thrown y'all some love this season, which is valid. I mean, defensive linemen are key. For years, you've had a wonderful pass rush, and you could never get to the quarterback. Now this year, it means something. So, Prez, would you be able to use your dynamic moves with the defensive line, with that wonderful secondary? I think the Cardinals will be a tough out on that fast track in the desert. And I like myself with the Minnesota Vikings. The only problem is, will the job done for us in Minnesota. He had looked good against the Vikings, I mean against the Titans, but we know Trapp in Tennessee, they're looking like they're going to be a top 10 pick this season. So that's nothing to gauge on, but I do like the Vikings just a little bit over the Cardinals, but that quarterback is just a little bit scary for me. And in the AFC, I have an all-AFC West championship game. Austin, you can't say that Hill's the best is not investing into the Denver Broncos. I'm all in this season with you. You've talked a good game. I've talked to you off air. We did interviews. I'm sold, Prez. Maybe I'm just a sucker. I got an all-AFC West AFC championship game. I think Gold will bounce back from what happened to him today. He was embarrassed. UPT embarrassed Gold. As much as he don't want to admit it, UPT embarrassed him by coming back and outscoring him 38-3. I think that is bad news for the rest of the AFC. Gold will go on a tear. He'll finish 13-3 at the very worst. And I like him to win that division, get to the AFC championship game, then we'll be a 5 seed, and he'll go his way, and they'll have a collision course. And I like Gold to win the AFC, and I like Oakland Raiders in Minnesota in the Super Bowl this year. And, of course, I'm not going to tip against myself in a big game. So I would like myself in the Super Bowl. So I have Oakland, Minnesota. You have Cleveland, Minnesota. We both have you in the NFC Championship game. I thought Seafood would be there, Fred. Seafood's not going to get it. He's not going to beat you. I don't see him beating you. He didn't beat you last year. You have something over him. I think he's intimidated when he sees you. And the Cardinals is just going to be better than him. His team might be around 7-9 towards the end of the season. And you might just – I don't see the Panthers being there. So I like the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals by far is the best team right now constructed in the NFC.
Okay. Well, we have to play right now, you know.
Yes, we do.
Offensively we're working on a few things. But, we'll be there. We'll be there.
I agree. And this is a wonderful show, and we're about to run out of time. Prez, good to be back. Prez is an award-winning co-host. The shows are going to be better. Outsiders are going to be better. We'll have more information for you. I just got back in quickly. We have the Green Bay Packers next. Hey, get your game started up. Also, Daddy Lee's. Let me quickly throw this out. Daddy Lee's is working with EA, so we're not going to be able to update the scores like we used to, Prez. And unfortunately, it's not going to happen anytime soon because EA doesn't look like they're making any kind of type of progress with that. But as soon as it does, we'll let everyone know. It's not nothing that we done, so please don't attack me and DJM. It's just what's going on right now. So just bear with us. Daddy League means a lot, Fred. I really didn't know how much it meant to a league until you don't have it. You never know how much you miss something until it's gone. I think that's a quote. I'm not sure, Fred.
I got one for you. Hello, somebody. I'm old school. You don't miss your water until your well go dry. Hello, free child. I'm trying to tell you, it's dry out here, and we need something to drink. Get Daddy Lee's and EA. Help us quench our thirst. Hello, somebody, and let's get this thing going on because I was too looking excited for this Daddy Lee's because it does help you do things on the go that you might cannot do when you're not home. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody. Well, let's get on out of here, Prez. Till the next time, this is Outsiders. Heels the best, and we're out.